It's not that easy being green.
I say to people, I'd rather become a tree than become a greenhouse gas statistic.
You know what? Kermit's right. It's not that easy being green. We try to walk instead of driving. We put the morning paper in the recycling bin and we turn out the lights. But when your lights go out for that final time, what can you do to reduce your environmental impact? I mean, you're dead, right? What can you do? Well, according to funeral director Kevin Hartley, there's actually quite a lot.
Don't embalm it. Don't lock it up inside a plastic-lined box. And don't burn it. Just return it to nature. Like, it's pretty simple, really.
And Kevin's put his money where his mouth is. As a funeral director, he no longer provides traditional services like embalming, cremations and coffins. He has one coffin, the transporter, that he uses to, well, transport a shroud-wrapped body to its final resting place.
Called a natural earth burial. So we prepare the body and it's wrapped in a biodegradable shroud that we've developed. But of course, to have the funeral, not everyone would be comfortable looking at a shrouded body. So we took the shell of a very expensive American-style metal casket and we modified this with the help of an engineer to put a special trapdoor in the bottom. So the shrouded body goes into the transporter. But then when you come to the end of the funeral, the actual lowering of the body into the grave, the transporter goes onto a special lowering device. And when it's activated, the bottom of the transporter opens very gently and it takes about 60 seconds for the body to be gently lowered through the bottom of the transporter and to rest in the bottom of the grave. People say to me, gee, this is a great new idea, Kevin. And I say, no, this is an idea that's about 2,000 years old.
Because some religions use shroud to bury bodies, don't they?
Yeah, perfect. Look, the Muslim faith mostly, and I think some of this is environmental, because the Muslim faith grew up in the East, where there's a lot of desert and not a lot of trees, and they had long established a pattern of certainly not cutting down the valuable resources of the trees they had, simply to produce a box into which to put a body to bury it. So right up until today, in Australia, indeed, the small Muslim communities still do this. They do natural earth burials, and bless them for doing it.
So it seems when it comes to death, people are really wanting to get back to nature. With popularity growing with products like biodegradable urns that can be tossed into the sea with your loved one's ashes, and cardboard coffins that can have your favourite footy team or flower printed on the outside. But Kevin's been experimenting with a futuristic process that has virtually no environmental impact whatsoever. It's called cryomation.
Realising that cremation was an environmental disaster and looking for alternatives, one of the areas that's been investigated was the use of cryogenics, or freezing the body, take a human body and plunge it into liquid nitrogen, which is at a temperature of about minus 196 degrees C. And that in so doing, you would make the body so fragile that it could be shattered into particulate using sonic or vibration waves. Now, this sounds like a terrific idea until you actually try it, which we did. And we did this with deceased rats that we purchased as pet food. But in our experience, it simply doesn't work.
Apart from being a funeral director, an inventor and a scientist, Kevin is also president of the Natural Earth Burial Society, a community-based group formed to lobby governments to provide land and assist industry participants to establish natural earth burial cemeteries for the people of Australia. And guess what? We're getting one of our own bushland burial grounds just south of Perth. I spoke to Peter Deeg, Director of Planning and Operations at Pinneroo Memorial Park, to find out more.
Be trialling the small area, but this would be down at Rockingham Regional Memorial Park first, whereby people can only be buried in a biodegradable coffin. No embalming, there can only be clothes and materials that will degrade. There can't be anything else placed in the coffin at all. And there will only be one burial per burial plot. And once the person's buried, we'll be replanted in the area with native bush.
So are the graves in the bushland burial site marked with a headstone or anything like that at all?
No, we'll have a grid and that of the surveyed. And we'll also have a GPS coordinate as well. And the only commemoration would be maybe a bourne stone to identify where maybe the headstone would have been. But essentially, that's it. There might be some resistance from people because they like to think that they've been buried and then the family and can go back and place flowers or plastic flowers around the grave. We won't be allowing that. And, of course, that will be interesting just to see how the community really do take up the idea of more of the environmental burial process.
I find traditional cemeteries a little bit depressing and slightly scary and slightly scary at times. Lord, do you think that being in either the bushland burial site or Pinneroo helps the deceased person's family feel more at peace with their whole loss?
Definitely. As you find, particularly with contemporary Australians, they like the idea of a cemetery, but it's also almost like a park. And they like how respectful it is, and that it's a great place to contemplate and just think of their loved ones.
I'm green, and it'll do fine. It's beautiful. And I think it's what I want to be.